So the Fed yesterday bumping interest rates 75 basis points, 0.75 point higher than they projected even just a week or so ago. But these inflation numbers came out on Friday, and the Fed realized it had to move. Steve Moore, friend of the show, FreedomWorks economist, worked closely with the Trump team as well during those 4 years, joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. All right, Steve, the decision, the news yesterday, what was the main driver behind it?
Well, good morning, Pete. And I got to tell you, just by way of background, that you're not going to believe this, but yesterday morning, I testified on Capitol Hill. The Democrats run the Congress, so they run the hearings. And honest to God, I'm not making this up. They had a hearing yesterday, and the title of the hearing was, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
How Joe Biden's Recovery Act Saved the Economy.
What?
I mean, is that laughable? I mean, I tell people that and they roll over laughing. I don't know if we should laugh or cry, but these people live in the most, Alice in Wonderland environment. And at my first, I only had one word in my testimony. Really? I mean, these people are crazy. So, look, I don't like being the bearer of bad news, but folks, we are in a recession. The recession has hit. It started hitting about 2 weeks ago, and we've got some tough times ahead. This massive multi-trillions of dollars of spending and borrowing by the Biden administration, the killing of the American energy industry, the re-regulation of so many of our industries is just crushing the economy right now. And so, the Fed and the first thing that, of course, happened was this incredible rampage of inflation. And so we're now at 9% inflation. And the producer price index came out yesterday where that's above 10%. So the idea that this is, remember, Pete, they used that word transitory. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Transitory. It's going to go away. Don't worry about that. And first they denied there was inflation. Then they said it was transitory. Then they said it peaked. It's peaked. Don't worry. Do you think we peaked inflation, Pete, when we have 10.2% producer price index increases, when we got $5.05 gasoline? And so they've wrecked the, look, Joe Biden took a wrecking ball to the American economy. It's that simple. And if you turn all the dials in the wrong direction, you're going to get a recession. Trump came in. I don't always agree with everything Trump did, and I certainly don't agree with some of his behavior. But my God, I mean, the stuff we did, Pete, on the economy, the tax cuts, the deregulation, the better trade deals with China, the getting control of our border, had incredibly positive effects. And now we're seeing just the opposite, and it's getting ugly out there right now. I mean, I just saw the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, found that small business men and women are really losing confidence in the economy. Only 2 out of 10 Americans today, only 2 out of 10 think the economy is headed in the right direction. 80% of Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction. So there is a big dangerous delusion in Washington that what we're doing is working, and it certainly is not.
How do you make sense, Steve Moore, FreedomWorks, work closely with the Trump team. How do you make sense of this comment yesterday from Jerome Powell when he goes up there and he basically said, we're shocked by these inflationary numbers, and that's why we've done what we did. Here's the audio.
Again, we've been expecting progress, and we didn't get that. We got sort of the opposite. So
how does the Fed chair say that, Steve, understanding that we've all been watching this unfold and we all kind of expected the news to only continue to get worse?
Well, why it is that the Fed got it so wrong, that's a long discussion, but I'll simply say this, that Jerome Powell did not deserve to be reappointed at the Fed. He's been a failure. And this is one of the things that bothers me about Washington. The worse job you do, the more we reward you. And by the way, here's a Trump appointee. Every time I see the president, the first thing he says is, I made a mistake with Jerome Powell, didn't I, Steve? And I said, yes, sir, you did. And the other thing is, look, the Fed, much like so many of our institutions in Washington around the world, has been infiltrated by Keynesian leftist economists. And they really drank the Kool-Aid of the Biden. Remember, Biden said, oh, this isn't going to cause inflation. Don't worry. We can spend $3 trillion, and we can pump all this money into the economy. By the way, you're not going to, again, you can't believe what's going on in Washington, folks. I mean, these people are so crazy. The chairman of the House Budget Committee, that was the hearing that I had, he said, we can spend whatever we want. And he even said, you know, we're like the banker playing Monopoly. We can just spend whatever. I'm like,
who
oh
is
my
that?
God.
Who is
and
that?
He really said that. This guy, his last name is Yarmuth. He's from Kentucky. He's completely crazy. He's drunk the Kool-Aid of these radical. This is called modern monetary theory. I don't know if you or your listeners have heard of that before, but it's this idea that we can just spend and spend and borrow whatever we want to, and it's not going to have a negative effects because we're the world reserve currency. Well, how much longer are we going to be the world reserve currency if we keep, devaluing our currency like this? So, if I sound frustrated, I am, because I really honestly believe that if Trump were still president, we just stuck with his policies, the economy would be booming right now. Really booming. Instead, we've hit a brick wall.
You know, Steve, Trump did do he put in during COVID, obviously, the early COVID spending everyone understood. He did a COVID package, though, late in 2020 that I remember thinking, is this really necessary? And then, of course, Biden just dumped the gasoline on the fire with the American Rescue Plan in March, April of last year. So does this all, that's got to be, it feels like, the main driver of everything. But what now? Yep. I mean, moving forward, interest rates, are they going up more this year? How many more hikes and how big are those hikes going to be? And how much pain will it be?
Pete, you make a really good point. And you're right. I told President Trump, we don't need another $1 trillion of spending. Mm-hmm. And we passed that $1 trillion a few weeks before he left office. So people kind of forget about the chronology here. So he passed that bill with Nancy Pelosi, to get more COVID aid. And then what does Biden do? Remember in his first weeks in office? Oh, no, not a trillion. We need $2 trillion more on top of that. Yeah. And then a few months later, we need $1 trillion. Remember that phony, the quote, infrastructure bill, which was just you're right. You use the analogy of, pouring kerosene on a forest fire. That's exactly what we did. And I'm mystified by how many economists missed this. I mean, obviously, if you're going to put $4 trillion in the economy, you're going to have inflation. It's as sure as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. And so now here's the problem. And I'm going to give people two pieces of advice. Number one, the jobs market is going to almost overnight shift from being very positive to layoffs and to I hope I'm wrong about this. I pray that I'm wrong, but it just looks really bad out there. Businesses have started laying off workers. A lot of the major businesses said we got freezing right now. So there are still jobs out there, folks. Get those jobs while they're there. Get them while they're there, because this recession could last a while. Number two, people ask me, should I sell my stocks? Because that's the other thing. We've lost $10 trillion in the last 4 months. And Joe Biden's running around saying, oh, the savings rate of Americans is up. What planet is he living on? Does anybody? When your 401k plans get wiped out, and he says we have higher savings rates. So, but do not sell during the. If you didn't already sell, I mean, you never want to just sell low, and that's what you'll be doing now. So you got to ride this out, and we will. Things will get better. That as my buddy Larry Kudlow says, the cavalry is coming. Pete, and that's in November. We're going to wipe these people. They need to be, thrown out of office. And I think you're going to see that in a big, big way. And then at least we'll be able to stop what Biden is doing. But do you think Biden is capable of moving to the middle the way Bill Clinton did? I don't.
No way. Not a chance. In 30 seconds then, Steve, how many more rate hikes do you think we're looking at here, and how big will they be this year?
Well, I'm going to tell you what they should do, not what they are going to do. We have to do. They should have done 100 basis points yesterday. They've got to do 100 basis points each month until we get inflation down below 4%. So, they're going to probably have to do at least 3 more rate hikes to get this inflation down. And they've been way behind the curve. I said 9 months ago on your show they should be raising rates. And they were asleep at the switch.
They were. He's Steve Moore, FreedomWorks economist. Worked closely with the Trump team as well. Outstanding insight as always, Steve. Thanks for being here in Kansas City.
All right, Pete. Take care.
You bet. That is Steve Moore on KCMO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.